Maelstrom, Destroyer Men, Book 3, by Taylor Anderson, narrated by William DeFreeze. Copyright 2009 by Taylor Anderson. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Rock, an imprint of New American Library, a division of Penguin Group USA, Inc., and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. There was a new rumbling sound below, but it went unnoticed by the 8-year-old girl swaying in the sailcloth hammock. Her slumber was already filled with the incessant rumbling and groaning of the working hull, and the endless hissing blows of the pounding sea. Then came another rumble, and another, each more insistent than the last. Still, she didn't stir from her dream. In it, she had been swallowed by a leviathan, just as she had dreaded since before the strange voyage ever began. Every night, as soon as the lids closed over her large, jade-colored eyes, the same terrible dream came again. She was in the very bowels of a leviathan, and the rumbling, hissing roar was the sound of its belly digesting the ship. The voices came. There were always voices. Excited, urgent voices, in a tone entirely appropriate. Of course, there would be dreadful voices in a dreadful dream. She knew what would happen next. She was face down on the thundering deck, and only her tangled bedding protected her delicate nose from the fall. Her eyes flew open, but she could barely see. The only light in the stateroom came from the meager glow of a gimbaled lantern.